paragraph Yud Aleph, V'zeh b'chinas Sukkah she'ois nlach Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim. With this, we'll be able to understand the Sukkah that we build after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Ki Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippur v'sukkas kulam b'chinas kisei hakavod. Because all three of these holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, are all very much connected to the throne of Hashem, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Olav Bayomim Hoelu, where Hashem sits on His throne of glory on these days, Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, Kedei Lodon Oisonu Lekaf Schus, in order to try to judge all the Jewish people in a favorable way. As we explained earlier, because the throne of Hashem is the place of the entire world. That's where all of mankind originates from. That's our hometown, where we come from originally. All of us come from the Kisei HaKavod. And the Gemara says that you can't judge somebody favorably unless you can put yourself in that person's place. So the Kisei HaKavod is everybody's place. And when Hashem sits down on that Kisei HaKavod, He can judge all of us favorably. By Hashem being on the Kisei HaKavod, it means that Hashem knows all of our places. He knows exactly what place every one of us is. And through this, Hashem judges us favorably with incredible, incredible kindness. As Rabbeinu says over there, that Mishnah that says, do not judge somebody until you're in that person's place. Meaning that when you're in the person's place, then your judgment will be a real good, healthy, constructive, positive judgment. And we know judgment, it's no trick to pull a gun and blow somebody away. He did something bad, I killed him, and it's all over. That's not a big accomplishment. The accomplishment is to turn him around, to be able to find something good in that person, and to be able to rehabilitate the person, get them to do a complete tshuva, get them to come back. Ki hadin v'hamishpat shel Rosh Hashanah nimshach ad soif sukkos, because the judgment of and justice of Rosh Hashanah continues through the end of Sukkos. She'oz b'yoyim ho'achron shel Sukkos shu hoshana rabo, oz hu gmar hachasimo le'toivo k'yadua. It's on the final day of Rosh Hashanah of Sukkos, which is hoshana rabo. That's when we have that fight, the completion of the seal, when we are sealed completely for the new year. It's brought that Yom Kippur is called also a chasima, and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah is the double seal, the chosam betoy chosam. V'alkein b'chol elu hayomim nochoin u'mesukon kisoy leishev olav l'mishpon. Therefore, throughout all of these days, from Rosh Hashanah through Sukkos, Hashem's throne is very well established for Hashem to be seated on it in judgment, kidei lodun v'lishpoit esonu berachmim, so that Hashem should judge us with kindness, al yidei b'chinas kisei hakavod, through that throne, shu b'chinas mekoimo shel olam, which is the place of the world. V'ze shegile adoneinu v'rein rabbeinu zal b'sipuroi noirois me'amaisa shel hakisei hamuv etzleinu. And this is tied into the incredible revelation, the great revelation that Rabbeinu zal revealed regarding the throne of Hashem, which is brought in our writings. She'omar Rabbeinu zal, this is brought the Parparois l'chochma, one of the commentaries on Likutei Moran, quotes this, and it's found in Chaim Moharan. This a story that goes together with that chapter on Likutei Moran, that Rabbeinu Zal told his students about a vision that he had. And in the vision, he saw the throne of Hashem, and he was invited to Rosh Hashanah, and he saw real Rosh Hashanah and real Yom Kippur, etc. It's an interesting thing. Well, maybe, we'll see if necessary, we'll mention that entire vision here. But Rav Nosson Zal says, Shero oz al hakisei Rosh Hashanah. Rabbeinu Zal said that when he was looking at the throne, by looking at the throne, he saw Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah mamish, literally Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, I saw Yom Kippur, he said. Yom Kippur mamish, I saw literally Yom Kippur. Sukkos, Sukkos mamish. And the question is, why? What's that all about? Rav Nosson Zal explains here. Hainu sheshom ro'o oitzim noiroes kidushas Rosh Hashanah. What Rabbeinu Zal meant there was that when he saw that vision, when he's looking at the throne of Hashem, he was able to see the awesome greatness of the holiness of Rosh Hashanah. Kemoi shehu Rosh Hashanah b'sharosh ha'elyon. He was able to see Rosh Hashanah in its origin, from its place of origin, way, way upstairs, by Hashem kavyochel. V'chein Yom Kippur, Sukkos. V'achakach gilo noirois. And afterwards, Rabbeinu Zal said that when he was thinking about it, he reminded himself of a pasuk, where the pasuk says, Shezehu karsaya shviven dinur. There's a pasuk in the Navi where it describes a vision of the throne of Hashem, and it describes a throne of fire, karsaya shviven dinur. And Rabbeinu Zal said, I remembered that the word karsaya, roshe tevois, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos. The word karsaya, which means throne, makes up the letters Reish Hei, which is Rosh Hashanah, the Yud is Yom Kippur, and the Samach is, the Yud Chof is Yom Kippur, and the Samach is Sukkos. So we see that the throne of Hashem is these holidays. Re'ei v'habeit niflois Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the wonders of Hashem, look how awesome this is. Nimtza Sherosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkos Kulam Sharosham Bebechinas Karsaya. This we see from this that these holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur Sukkos, their roots are in the throne of Hashem. Bebechinas Kisei Kovod, Bechinas Nochoin Kisacho Meoz Hanemar Al Yomim Elu. We have the chapter of Tehillim, Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh Hashem, where we say there, Nochoin Kisach HaMeyoz, Hashem, your throne is established from then. And the Gemara says this refers to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's what it's referring to. V'hakoel kedei lodun oisonu lekav schus. What's the goal? What's the objective of Hashem's judgment? To be able to find us innocent, to be able to find the good in us, to be able to identify the good in us. V'zeu b'chinas sukkah sho'is nachrei Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And this is why we make the sukkah after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Boze mara lanu Hashem Yisborach oitzem chibosoi v'havosoi eleinu Yisrael. Am kroivoi. Through this, Hashem shows His incredible love and friendship to us, His closest nation. And Hashem shows us that He has succeeded in judging every single one of us on Rosh Hashanah with tremendous kindness. Because based on each and every one of our places, based on Hashem knowing where we're at, because Hashem is the place of the entire world. By the way, it's brought that the word Mokoim, being the name of Hashem we mentioned, Baruch HaMokoim Baruch Hu, we say in the Haggadah, that when you take Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, and you square each one of the letters, Yud is 10, 10 square is 100, He is 5, 5 times 5 is 25, 125. Vav, 6 square is 36, 25 and 36 is 61. And then another 25 gives us 186, which is the word mokoim. We know that in geometry, those that learn geometry, the way that you figure out, the way that you calculate the area of an item is the length times the width. When you have a rectangle, you want to know how many square inches, how many square feet are on there. If the length is 10 feet and the width is 5 feet, you multiply 10 by 5 and it's 50 square feet. What about if it's not a rectangle? What if it's a square where all the sides are equal then you don't have to do length times the width. You do side square. You take any one of the sides. Let's say if one of the sides is 8, that means all the sides are 8 in a square. So 8 square, 64. If you have a square that's each side is 8 inches, you have 64 square inches in there. So kaviyochel, if we're talking about Hashem, how would you calculate the area of Hashem? Again, Hashem is yud kei vav kei. When we square yud kei vav kei, we get this mokoim, the word mokoim. Because again, the area of Hashem is all area. Hashem is area. All other areas are inside of Hashem. All of space is inside of Hashem, kaviyochel. The fact that there are different numbers, 10 and 5, obviously there's secrets, there's reasons for everything. But you see how you see the connection between how we determine area and kaviyochel, the word mokoim itself, space, it's space and place, it all originates from Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas suko sh'omra toiro sh'kol echad yetzei memekoimoi v'dirosoi v'yichnois basuka. And now we'll understand the concept of sukkah, where the Torah commands us that each and every one of us should leave our place, leave our home, and go out into the sukkah, set up shop in the sukkah for the 7 days. Shehu b'chinas kisei hakovoid. This is tied into the throne of Hashem, b'chinas mekoimoi shel olam, the place of the world. Ki sukkah hi b'chinas imo de mesakcho al benin. Because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that sukkah corresponds to Ima, the mother, Bina. The Zohar HaKadosh uses the expression, it's like a mother who hovers over her young, like the mother bird who is rovetzes al abanim, you know, chofefes, that kind of thing. So sukkah is Ima, which is Bina, which is the Kisei HaKovod. Bechinas Eim Kol Chai, Shoroshe Haneshamoi, Shu Bechinas Kisei HaKovod, Bechinas Mekoimoi Shel Olam. All of these things are connected. We had learned earlier that Chava was called Eim Kol Choy, the mother of all of creation, just like the Kisei HaKovod is called Eim Kol Choy. It's the all souls originate from there. So that the Kisei HaKovod is Ima, which is Sukkah. Sukkah is called Ima, Bina. Shaide b'chinas zois, nesoireres, horachmonos shelasem izborach, loden oisono b'rosh Hashanah b'rachman g'doylem. And as we learned earlier, it's through this mokoim, through this Kisei HaKovod, which is the mokoim of the entire world, by Hashem being connected to this Kisei HaKovod, that's what enables Hashem to judge everybody favorably with tremendous kindness. V'alkein achshav b'chag ha-sukkos tziv oleinu shekulonu neitzei mimkoimeinu v'nichnas l'sukkah. And this is why now, on Sukkos, after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Hashem has commanded all of us to leave our place, leave our usual place, and go out into the sukkah, which is rooted in the Kisei HaKovod. The sukkah, which is Ima, Bina, Kisei HaKovod. Lahoyrois ulegalois le'ein koil, to teach us and to show the whole world, shehu male umachnes oisonu lebechina shoroshenu, that Hashem is lifting us up and connecting us, reconnecting us with our roots, with the throne of Hashem, the Kisei HaKovod, mekoyim shel olam, and that's what enables him to judge us completely favorably with kindness, with tremendous kindness. Because we said the secret to a good, healthy judgment is mekoimoi, the mokoim, which is the Kisei HaKovod, which is the sukkah. Kikvar mavur le'el, because we learned already earlier, she'ikar ha'chesed, Masha Shemizborach Donoi Sonu Lekav Schus, Lefi Mokoim Shel Kol Echod, that the main kindness, the fact that Hashem is able to judge all of us favorably, each one based on where that person is at, Humasha Ideze Hashemizborach Machnes Sonu Bemes Lekav Schus. How does that come about? That comes about by Hashem really bringing us into Zechus, in and helping us to do a complete tshuva. Shirak zehu ikara hatoi vachesed amiti shashim zborach oisimanu tamed. That's the ultimate goodness and kindness that Hashem does for us all the time. Ubefrat beyoiser beelu hayomim noiroim, and especially on these awesome days of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, shesharoshan Rosh Hashanah, of which the beginning is Rosh Hashanah. Hainu, meaning. Ki kol echod nise al yedei avoinoisov v'tavoisov lemokim shenise. Each and every one of us, unfortunately, has drifted away, has moved away from Hashem to whatever places we've gone to. All of us have left town. We left Hashem, unfortunately, to all kinds of different places. Bibichinas, as the Pasuk says, To'isi kise oived. Dovid HaMelech says, I'm wandering around like a lost sheep. When a person, chas v'shalom, falls spiritually, it means they've moved out. They've moved out from Hashem, from closeness to Hashem. At she'eni yodeh lo shuv l'mekoymoy. And when a person moves far enough from away from Hashem, they can't find their way back. They don't know how to find their way back. And therefore, it's so difficult to do tshuva because I'm lost. I don't know where to begin. I don't know where I am. I don't know where to begin. I don't know where Hashem is. Ki ikar hatshuva lo shuv lemekoymoy shenitel misham. Because as we explained all the way in the beginning of this discussion, the main tshuva is to return the thing to where it originally was. Like the musical note Zarka of the Tamim we mentioned from the Zohar Kodesh, Dizdarikas la'asar desnatilas mitaman, whereby you throw the thing back to the place where it originated from. Vashem Yisborach, Choymei Lalenu b'Rosh Hashanah, Hashem takes pity on us on Rosh Hashanah, u'moitzei l'kol echad v'yechad es mekoymoy, and Hashem finds each and every one of our places. U'mate klapi chesed, Lirois zechus l'chol echod. And Hashem leans towards the side of kindness to be able to see merit, to see goodness in every one of us. Shemekoymoy gorom loy mashosa. That it's the place that we were in that caused us to make the terrible mistakes. It's not really our fault completely. It's because we are misplaced, a displaced, a person who's not in his place can't think clearly. The Gemara quotes the pasuk which says that Shanan Moyav Menurav Ki Bagoyla Loyhoya, that the nation of Moyav was very clear in their thinking. Why? Because they were never exiled. They were always at home. When a person's at home, they can think clearly. When a person's in transit, they're traveling, or especially if the person's a refugee, the person's a displaced person, then they're confused. They're in a state of confusion. And of course, it's very easy for them to make mistakes, to make the wrong choices. So Hashem realizes, Hashem finds merit in each one of us, that the place had a major effect on what we did. And through this, Hashem actually brings all of us into zchus. He judges us favorably. He finds that we're not so bad. We're really good people. And Hashem beams down a light on the person from that person's real place, which is from the place of the whole world, from the Kisei HaKavod, from Ad Sheyeda HaDerech Lo Shuv L'Mekoymoy, so that the person is able to find exactly how to get back to his original place. Hashem mails him, FedExes him a GPS. The GPS comes direct from the Kisei HaKavod, which is all the places of the whole world. And suddenly the person is able to trace his way back, to find his way back. Shezeh Iker HaTshuva, that's the real essence of tshuva, a person knowing where their place really is, knowing from what a high, high origin all of us come from, how our souls originate from such a special place, and our mission is to reconnect there, to get back up there. V'alkein, achshav besukas, Hashem Yisborach mara lanu zoi so'ava v'chesed shosim ala b'Rosh Hashanah, al yidei mitzvah sukkah k'doisha. And this is why now, on the holiday of Sukkos, Hashem shows us the tremendous kindness that He did for us on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem displays it to us in the mitzvah of Sukkah. Shetzivonu lotzeis mi batenu kamenu. When it comes to Sukkot, we go out of our place, we leave our place, velichnois besukkah, and we enter into the sukkah, which is the kisei hakavod in a sense. Lahoyrois to show she'ein anu achshav klal al mekomenu arishayin. Hashem is saying, listen, buddy, you are no longer where you were before. I'm making it clear to you that as a result of the judgment on Rosh Hashanah, I've moved you. I've helped you get out of that terrible place you were in, and you're no longer there anymore. You're not in that bad place that caused you to do all the terrible things that you did. Now we're in the sukkah, which is a display, it's an example of the throne of Hashem, Bina, you know, the upper Shechina. That's the original source and the original place of all of us, of all of Klal Yisrael. This is the real tshuva and kindness of Rosh Hashanah, shenizgale ato le'ein koil, which is being shown to everybody, al yedei yitzioseinu mimkoimenu, by us leaving our place, lichnois lasukah, to enter into the sukkah, shehi b'chinas eim kol choy, which is the mother of all of creation. Lahavdil. You have a teacher teaching a class, and the class is misbehaving, and this one's doing that. There are some kids that the teacher takes, and he says, get out, and don't come back, period. You're expelled, you're evicted, I don't want you back in my class. Why? Because the guy is so terrible and so bad that the teacher knows leaving this person there is going to just destroy the whole class. He's out. That his ticking is to be out, period. Then the teacher takes another three or four people and changes their seats. Now you come over here. You're going to sit right in front of me. And this one is going to show what? To show that in these boys, even though the teacher's upset and everything, but the teacher knows that one of the reasons why this kid was because he's sitting over there. I'm going to change this. I'm going to put him much closer here. This particular kid, if I change his seat, it's very likely that he's going to improve. That it's not him, it's where he was sitting that played a major role in the terrible things that he did. Rav Nosson Zal says that in the holiday of Sukkot, Hashem is showing Klal Yisrael his love for us, that we're not the ones that you throw out and say, get lost. We're the ones who, because of where we were, that had a major effect on our misbehavior. And Hashem has changed our place. On Rosh Hashanah, Hashem moved us by sitting on the Kisei HaKavod, Mekom Shalom, Hashem changed all the seats. And now we're showing that by the fact that on Sukkot, we literally go out of our place into the Sukkah, which is a physical manifestation of Bina, the upper Shechina, the Kisei HaKavod.